Diagreit, Katrina o Wholesome Ireland an seo. Is sé an seo lá deg mi dearfáir an cédín atáin. Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland here. It is the 16th of October, Wednesday the 16th of October. So, on Monday, Conor Pope interviewed a number of people for a piece in the Irish Times in his Price Watch column. And the title of it, How Much Should It Cost to Feed a Family for a Week? Now, he meant a family of four, so that's two adults and two children. So, normally, we feed a family of five. Technically, I suppose she's 14, so she's really treated as an adult when it comes to portions. So, it'd be three adults and two children. But the easiest and the simplest way to explain things is that we feed a family of two adults and two children, because it gets a little bit convoluted when you try to explain to people left, right and centre that you have a stepchild in the family, or that I have a stepchild, and obviously she's my husband's daughter, but it's far too convoluted to explain that when you explain to journalists and press. But anyway, he very kindly asked me to contribute to the piece, which I did with a heart and a half. I really, really love his column in the Irish Times. I think it's fantastic. I think Price Watch has done an absolute service to the Irish people over the last number of years. I was really, really pleasantly surprised to see that he had taken on board an awful lot of what I of the content that I had given him. And I've had an absolutely amazing response. And I suppose it got me to thinking. Conor wrote about the uproar and the social media keyboard warriors who were tearing apart one of the women who he featured in the Price Watch column a couple of weeks ago. He had interviewed her as part of Bernardo's campaign to highlight how people were struggling in modern day Ireland to put food on the table. And that really started me thinking about, you know, there's an awful lot of pressure. There's an awful lot, well, not so much pressure, but there's an awful lot of finger wagging, which of course only makes the person wagging the finger feel better about themselves. But there's an awful lot of judging going on, a judging of people who are not putting freshly cooked meals from scratch on the table for their families every day. And this is something I've written about at length before. Today, though, I really wanted to highlight the fact that dining together as a family, eating together, breaking bread together, it is the very basis of community. Community starts at home. Communing together as a family, breaking bread together, is one of the most basic things you can do as a family. It's a multifaceted learning experience, be it preparing the meal together, sharing space, putting down your phones, your interactive devices, turning off the television, talking to one another, learning to interact with one another, eating together, and then clearing away together. It is not just about putting a freshly cooked from scratch meal, free range, organic, whatever the heck you make, whatever you eat. I mean, that's what you eat in your family. But I think it's really important that people come back to bare basics, to bare bones, and understand that breaking bread together, be it sticking a loaf of bread, slicing off pieces off a loaf of bread, sticking bread in the toaster and having, scraping a bit of butter on the toast, or be it an absolutely highfalutin fancy meal, it's not just about what you cook. It's about the whole dining experience and what it brings to you as a family, and ultimately what you're teaching your family and what you're bringing to the community. So I really felt that was very important to highlight on the blog today. So over on the blog, wholesomeireland.com, you'll see a post from me today. It's called Breaking Bread. I discuss several of the things that I've just waffled on about, as per usual. And there's a recipe for a focaccia bread, which will serve about four hungry adults. I had great fun making it with the toddler yesterday. And there's a number of other frugal recipes coming up on the blog over the next couple of days. So that's it from me, over and out. And I'll talk to you again in the Wholesome Bites towards the end of the week. Take care. Bye-bye.